Sunday night, or Lechov Zion Tevez.
Whenever the Torah is read, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, it's also to walk out of shul. It's also to walk out of shul from when the Sefer Torah is open. Kolzman it's open, Kolzman they're laning. Even if you heard laning already, even if there's 10 people besides you listening to laning, it's very chomor to walk out from when the Sefer Torah is opened until after the bracha of whoever got the aliyah. From when it's open to lane until after the Ashenosel Nono Taras Ames. Walking out Ben Gavra LeGavra has already... This Isser is not there anymore. There's other problems with walking out. It depends if you heard laning already, etc. But there's a special Isser to walk out while the Sefer Torah is being read. And the Bir Halacha Paskins, this lasts until after the bracha of Ashenosel Nono was said. This is even if you have to go to the bathroom. Even if you walked into the shul, you're not davening there. You walked into shul to get a sefer. Yeah, you walked into shul for whatever reason, to collect staka. But they're laning, you're not allowed to walk out. It's very chomor, and so that's it. From when the Sefer Torah is opened, let's say, whenever they open it to start reading, until after the bracha shenasam lanu. Ben Gavra LeGavra has its own dinim. But while they're laning, this is absolutely usher to do. Okay. Chavis Halvavis, people don't realize it. You know, they forget. They walk in, walk out. Even if you're not davening in that minyan, you're not allowed to walk out. Okay. Chavis Halvavis, we're in Shar Avos Hashem, we're in Paragimel. And Chavis Halvavis in Paragimel starts off saying that to be kone, the real Avos Hashem, you can practice, you could say, you know, you... Once in a while, you can think about Hashem and try to relate to the mid of Avos Hashem, but to really be kona it in its purest form, which is the way he described in Perek Beis, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol miyodecho, where everything, every other ava pales in comparison. So he says, you have to, ein lo derech aleha, there's no really way to acquire it other than with certain premises, with certain hakdomas. Hakdomas asheroi lemaimin lahakdim belibo lefoneha. So he has like a list of things to think about. If you have learned Chavis Halvavos with me in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, you may be used to the idea that he gives you things to think about, even though people are not so used to thinking about things anymore, if they ever were, but now especially not. So he gives you things to think about. So he says, but here he gives a special list that if you think about these things, you have to think about these things, and think about them means be convinced that it's true. Contemplate them. Turn it over in your mind. Be aware of them. So that's the derech to be kone Avos Hashem. So he has a list, very interesting list. Shnei suge tor hayichud. Two types of yichud, two aspects of yichud Hashem, and he'll say what it is. Kniya, two aspects of kniya. That's a shar. Yichud Hashem is a shar on the Chayvus Halvavus. Kniya, shar kniya, humility or submissiveness is a shar in Chayvus Halvavus. Two types of kniya. V'cheshbon hanefesh, very clearly a shar in the Chayvus Halvavus. Two types of cheshbon hanefesh. And two types of bechina, and certainly there's a shar ha-bechina in the Chavis Halvavos. And now, so he says, two types of this, and he gives a list. 2, 4, 6, 8. Two types of Torah ha-yichud, two types of kniya, two types of cheshbon ha-nefesh, two types of bechina, and that's the way to be kona Avos Hashem. If you consider the things that these midos teach you. So we'll just go the first one, the two types of tar ayichud. So this is also very interesting. Grada in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in one of the first ones, he gives 30 things to think about in Paragimel there. So one of the first ones, number 7, 8, I don't remember exactly which number, he also talks about two types of yichud. very interesting. He compares, he tushtels Yichud Hashem to a different Sharon, the Chavis Avovus, Yichud Hamaisa. And it's not so clear what the tushtel is, other than the coincidence of it having the same word, because Yichud Hashem talks about Hashem Echad, and Yichud Hamaisa talks about how everything we do should be L'Shem Shemayim. Everything we do. And first of all, that should be our only motive, not what our neighbors think of us, not what our friends think of us, not what people think of you, not what people are looking at you, not what people assess you to be. That should not be a cheshbon at all. Yichud HaMaisa means your maisim are directed L'Shem Shemayim. So in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he compares them, he puts them together. He says, okay, it's also, he calls it two types of yichud, as he does here. Here he does it more explicit. Well, it's just as explicit. He puts them together. When really one would think, well, Hashem Echad is Hashem Echad, but what does it have to do with dedicating my actions to Hashem? Like, again, just because the same word yichud is used, doesn't seem to be B'chodomachta, doesn't seem to be two types of yichud. It's two things with the word yichud in it, that's all. So I think we'll stop here and we'll pick up from here tomorrow and we'll explain it.